Good morning, everyone. Tuesday's a good time to meet together again and to celebrate the life of God, the benefits of Christ, all the things that go along with salvation, forgiveness, redemption, justification, all those wonderful terms that we love to use that really describe who we are and what God has done for us, in us, and through us. So welcome to our morning broadcast. If you're new to the broadcast, stay around. I know that if you're just drifting through the internet and you stumble on this person you don't know and you wonder what he's got to say, hang around a while and find out if it's something that is encouraging, instructive, revelatory. If you find that true, then subscribe and come back again. We just love to have you a part of our posse, our troop that's traveling this righteous road together. Amen. So we're on the subject of staying free. If you've just joined us in the last few days, we've been talking about those things that cause us to maintain, not in the sense of just maintain, you know, without growth, but I mean securely anchored in, be a better term, securely anchored in the things that God has done for us, not to lose them in some fluke or ignorant action, doubtful works, works of the flesh. All those things cause us to be discouraged, and discouragement can open the door for a depression that puts us into a form of unbelief. So I wrote a little book a few years ago called Staying Free, out of an experience where a man came to me one Sunday night and told me his story. And then the Lord said, I want you to put together some notes on that. I did. That book has serviced for several years, and I'm in the process of reprinting it. Before I do, I wanted to share it with you on the morning broadcast. And we've gone through four steps so far in how we can fortify and strengthen our life in some daily routine. And step one is praise. It's really the wings of faith. We spent quite a bit of time on that, declaring the names of God and how they affect our life and what each name would produce in us as we worship and exalt and praise it. And then step number two is praying in our heavenly language. If you haven't encountered the Holy Spirit on the level where your tongue is submitted and like the horse's bridle, where the bridle can be, you can steer it any way you want. All right, we won't get into that teaching again, but that's step number two. Step number three is take in the Word of God daily. We spent a couple of days on that. Powerful, powerful stuff. So today, step number four, yesterday, forgive those that offend you. And forgiveness is the greatest gift that you can give, because when you give, you get it back. Powerful stuff. All right. Step number five, give something away daily. So let's talk about the human nature being very selfish. You put 5-year-olds or 4 or 5-year-olds in the sandbox. I guess they still play in sandboxes, I suppose. And you're going to have, a toy box. I know that. I watch my grandkids, and we've got 3 or 4, little characters down 1 year and the below and just under 2. And one baby gets a toy and the other baby wants that toy. Oh, I don't want the toy I have. I want that toy. Matter of fact, I want both toys. Well, that's human nature. God worked in, put into the mechanics and to the fiber of our Christian experience. All the antidotes and all the things that would work and negate the human nature in these areas that would break us and destroy us. And one of them is selfishness. Selfishness is like the prune that is set out in the sun. It just withers up. And when you're selfish, when you allow the selfish, self-centered, I am the center of the universe, no one deserves anything that I don't get, or at least I get more of it, you dry up, your personality changes, you reflect people instead of attract them, you don't gain favor, you lose favor because of selfishness. Well, how do you counteract that? You face the giants that are in front of you. And if that giant is selfishness, well, let's back up. Do it, and you won't get the giant of selfishness, is give something away daily. Now, what do you give? Well, we can give our time, our talents, and our treasures. I call them the three T's. When someone is in church and as a pastor, if I can deal with those three T's, then that person that's coming to church will be a viable, functioning member of a body of Christ that is healthy. If they're not doing some of those, the time, the talents, and the treasure, then they sit and they watch and they take in and they're entertained. And after a while, they get bored because they're not engaged, they're not giving, and it's not too long before they drift and go find some other church that's more exciting, has more entertainment, and, you know, more friends. Okay. The time is you give yourself to God. Now, I believe in the tithe, which is 10% of the income that we get, goes back to God as a token or a representation of our submission to God. Now, because of that, I believe we should think about and consider tithing our time. 24 hours in the day, 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. Wouldn't be unreasonable to give back to the things of God, not service in the church or passing out food. All those, that's good, but you don't have to go to church and pray that long. But scriptural reading, prayer, meditation, service in the church, ministering to someone, taking soup to a sick person, mowing somebody's lawn, give. When you give to somebody, you're given to God because you're given to one of God's children. You can't, if someone blesses my children, they come on my radar of favor. And if I didn't even know who they were, but I knew they gave something to my daughter or two sons and their families, all of a sudden they're in my bless you book, I'll pray for you book. Why? Because they blessed my children. So when you bless somebody with your time, your talents, and your treasures, and your talent could be repairing the roof, repairing the car, painting the house, picking up groceries, mowing the lawn. That's a talent. And your treasure is, of course, could be finances, and it could be talents. All right. So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about, let's talk a little about the power of giving. The Bible says, "Give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Matthew, Belich in there. Matthew something. catch me missing a scripture. Given it shall be given. Luke 6:38. There we go. I got it. Given it shall be given is not just a financial scripture, which we use, and I'm guilty of it. I've used it for years. in taking offerings, receiving, you know, tithes and offerings. But the giving principle has to do with, as simple as if the scripture says you want friends, you must show yourself friendly. What is that? That's a giving principle, isn't it? So when we give kindness, we receive kindness. We give hatred, we receive hatred. We give jealousy, it comes back. We give forgiveness, it comes back. Talked about that yesterday on the power of forgiveness. So the selfish spirit then that can captivate us is broken by giving. Amen. Given, it shall be given. The Father gave us Jesus. Big scripture. Number one scripture in my mind in the Bible. John 3:16. Well, there's a bunch of them, but I'll choose that one right now. For God so loved the world that he gave. Now, what did he do? He gave a favorite, special chosen son, a special chosen, not just the only begotten. That's a mistranslation. It indicates that there was only one son. Well, we taught last week that there was a whole group of sons, but Jesus, the spirit that God sent into the womb that we call Jesus, is sent from the Father to become the Messiah, is called in the King James the only begotten, but our theologians have made that as the only son, but that's not the translation, really. It is a special chosen son, one that was chosen particularly for this particular journey and duty. Okay, well, if you've heard that for the first time, chew on it. It's a good thought. Amen. So you and I then need to have a daily habit of giving something away. Take your notes out, your notepad, and write something down that you can do today, tomorrow, and through this week that will begin to exercise that. Now, it's not unheard of for a clinical psychologist or a pastor, either one. Someone comes, I'm depressed. What are you doing? Well, I'm hiding in the house, or I'm just staying home. Okay, get out of the house. And go serve soup at the soup kitchen, give away food at the food bank, do something, get out and do something. And you watch physical healing, emotional healing, soul healing, spiritual encouragement comes when you begin to give away. My pastor years ago, one of my mentor pastors, went to a person's house and she was shut in the house and the shades down. And he's just start lifting the shades. Light came in the room. He took her out on the front porch, stood on the front porch in the sunshine. It wasn't long for her whole mood changed. Her whole spirit changed. Her whole attitude changed. Why? Because she got out of her black room or dark room and got into the sunlight and became motivated to go out and do something that she could give away. All right. Well, I encourage you today on this fourth step that we're taking for staying free, to find something to give. You know, in reality, the earth belongs to the Lord. Our tithe, our 10% that we give back, is a token or a signet of that. Malachi 3:8 says, will a man rob God? Well, he said, you've robbed me if you're not bringing your tithes and offerings to the Lord. This is not a teaching on that. It's a reminder. Some of you know this very well. Others have perhaps not heard of it or have ignored it. I tell you what, after a lifetime of living under the standard of giving to God and tithing and being generous and giving away, you know, something every day, I know that this works. And I think experience trumps pardon the pun, suspicion. You younger person that has just started in life, you suspect, well, I don't know, I'm doubtful, I'm critical, or I'm suspicious. No, no, no. Listen to your seniors. Someone's been down the road, and as my friend always says, been around the block. Okay. Well, I bless you today on this good Tuesday. Be sure and subscribe if you haven't done it yet, and continue to share and give this away to somebody. Tell somebody about the program. If God's nudging you to send us a gift, we receive it. Right in the show notes below, you'll find PayPal or the mail address where that slow snail mail comes to. I love you guys. We will see you in the morning. Until then, let your light shine. It's a good one.